This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stop that music. Ready to sing along with me now? Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Richie doesn't feel well. He'll be in around, I don't know, he'll be here when he gets here. If he gets here, fine. If he doesn't, that's okay. We just want him to feel better. When the prices go down, 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 and the prices go up, 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 you're paying a lot more for food now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Aren't you? Mm-hmm. Not paying a lot for gasoline. Why is that? Why do the prices on gasoline and things like that, petroleum products, not affect the... Wait a minute, there's something wrong with this equation. Weren't we told last year, Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru... Wait a minute, hold on a second. There's a fly disrespecting me.
Oh, no.
Out of that.
Ouch! Okay. That wasn't the
next.
Fly.
Where was I? Oh, the price of food. What you're paying for food is supposed to, according to all of the experts, be because the price of fuel is so high. Food and fuel prices are locked together. So why is it that the food prices keep going up and the price of gasoline and petroleum products is going down? We have an expert in this area who is going to speak with us in a little bit so that you will then understand what the heck is going on here. Who's watching the World Series, paying attention, close attention to the World Series? Raise your hand.
I was till all of my teams got blown out.
Ah, too bad. You're a sore sport. You're.
I will believe that it is going to be the Royals and the Giants in the World Series.
Really?
Michael, you agree with that?
Royals and Giants.
Yeah, it's looking like it.
Yeah, there's Michael all excited. What do you think,
Go
Kenny?
Royals. Whoop, whoop.
I'm done with baseball until next season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, that's E. Poll today.
Who cares?
Wait a minute, we're not supposed to be saying who cares. I was told that was disrespectful when I said that.
It is.
Oh, who cares? Which of the four remaining teams, the poll today at DougStefan.com, which of the four remaining teams do you want to win the World Series? A, Baltimore, Kansas City, St. Louis, or San Francisco? Which one?
I'm jumping on that Royal bandwagon.
Really? I like the guy in the middle of the country. Yeah, I'm for them. I think it would be interesting if it were a St. Louis-Kansas City series. Don't you think? Has it ever been? No. Has there ever been a Kansas City-St. Louis series?
85.
1985. Thank you, Michael. Michael is the
consummate expert.
So here's the anniversary, the sports anniversary of the day. Going back to this date, 1984 was the year. Sparky Anderson, how many people remember him? Manager of the Detroit Tigers?
Sure, yeah.
He and his team whipped the Padres 8-4 in the Motor City. Anderson became the first baseball manager to win 100 games and a World Series in both leagues, the American League and the National League. Not since 1927 had a team won the World Series after leading its division since the first day of the season. Good for him. That's a great memory. I remember, actually, that. I was a kid. Oh, I wasn't a kid. I was running a radio station. I think I felt like a kid. Anyway, the essence of thinking of Detroit, Ford Motor Company said yesterday it was going to hire 700 workers immediately because the sale of the Ford F-150 is so strong they need to open or reopen another plant to build more F-150 pickup trucks. That's pretty good news, I think, for Detroit especially, but for everybody, American know-how. So there are two car stories in the news today. One of them has to do with Ford and expanding its line. They have, I guess, a new line of F-150s coming up this next year, if that's correct.
Those are really nice trucks.
Yeah, they're good trucks. Dodge makes a good truck now, and as a matter of fact, I would not buy a new Ford. If I were buying a new pickup truck, I'd buy a Dodge. They've really come a long way since the Italian Motors Fiat, a French and Italian consortium sort of, has taken over Chrysler. And as a result of that, yesterday, the Chrysler Corporation went back on the New York Stock Exchange for the first time since, I think, 1984. Is that right? Or 94? Kenny, do you know? It's been a long time. I don't remember when it last was owned by an American interest. But at any rate, the Mercedes people owned it for a while. They sold it now to Fiat. And I believe that they are the best products, frankly, in terms of American know-how, American, and these are made in America. They may be engineered in Italy, but the company is being well run. Therefore, they are making a good product. Therefore, I would buy, were I buying a new car or a truck. I think the Chrysler 200 and 300 are great cars. I love driving the Dodge Charger. Whenever I rent a car, it's always a Chrysler. And it's usually a 200 or a 300. I like the 200 actually better than the 300. And the or if I can get a Charger, I do, because they're fun to drive. They're just fun. And the Dodge pickup truck is a very good car, a very good vehicle, very good. Well done. So yesterday,
and not to play, because usually I can't play car games with you.
Yeah.
But the sound of a Dodge is so manly that.
Well, that's really the Cummins. That's the Cummins engine in it. That's the Cummins engine. That's what makes it sound like that. They've quieted them down a lot, but they used to be real throaty, much throatier than they are now. So, and the results of their going, it wasn't an IPO. It was just introducing Fiat American, I think it's called Fiat American Chrysler or something. It's FAC, if I'm not mistaken, on the stock exchange. And they had a 2 or 3% gain. They put the stock out at X price, and it went up 2, 3% during the course of the day. It's a good sign for them, and it's good news for America because their products are all made here, and I think that it's a cool sign. So both good news for Ford workers and Ford enthusiasts and Chrysler workers and Chrysler enthusiasts. Good news in the economic department there. Now, back to car prices and what you're buying. A lot of new cars have been sold in the past year or two because they were good on fuel. Maybe now the cars that aren't so good on fuel will find a resurgence because gas prices are going down. Let's find out more about that in a moment with the, I was going to say Gil Hodges. Wasn't Gil Hodges a ball player? Don't I remember Gil Hodges? He was. Okay.
Yeah.
So his brother Clark will be here in a moment on Good Day.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
Tonight on NBC, Tuesday Comedy is back.
Last season, About a Boy was the number one Tuesday comedy.
Yep.
I love Minnie Driver, mm-hmm. and I think that David Walton is very cute.
Yeah, and then this season, NBC has added a new show from the producers of Happy Endings. It's called Marry Me.
Oh, right, with Casey Wilson and Ken Marino,
uh-huh.
someone else who's also very attractive.
Yeah, the critics are going nuts for this show. Entertainment Weekly is calling Marry Me this season's most buzzed about new comedy.
I can't wait for Man Candy Tuesday.
It's really more about the comedy.
Whatever.
The premiere of Marry Me, followed by the season premiere of About a Boy, tonight on NBC.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
All right, how many people have noticed the recent tumble in gas prices? Jen, what are you paying for a gallon of gas in L.A.?
Oh, 3.70-something, 3.80-something,
really?
Like that? Which is pretty good.
I remember last year, 4.40-something or other.
Exactly.
On the Sherman station, the corner of Entrada and PCH, where I live. What about you, Kenny? What's going on down San Francisco, in San Diego? San Diego?
3.45 last night.
3.45, all right.
Wow.
So that's still pretty outrageous. 2.45 is the price here. And actually, I saw 329 someplace. Here is Clark Hodges, who is a financial advisor and a strategist with Hodges Capital in Dallas, focused on what is your state's biggest, your business in Texas. Pretty much wraps around oil and gas, doesn't it? I mean, a lot of other things going on there, but isn't it the biggest business
for sure.
in Texas? Sure, yeah.
Yeah, right. For sure. And parts of the state are just booming with that kind of business.
Right. Well, the whole country, you go up into Wyoming and the Dakotas, is what a boom up there, same reason. So we see the national prices going down on average about 9.3, 9.4 a gallon last week alone, 16 cents lower than it was this time last year, whereas during the height of the season, it was 14, 15, 16 cents higher than it was last year. What the heck's going on?
Well, I'm really surprised at where gas prices are, given the really turbulence in the world. If you think about all the things that have gone on the last two, 3 months,
especially, yeah,
and still gas prices keep coming down and coming down. A lot of it has to do with the inventories that need to get lower, so that the switch can be done to the winter blend at the refinery level. But a lot of it has to do, I think, with finally, you know, United States is producing a lot more oil than we used to, and it's kind of taking some of the dependency off of OPEC.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the main factors in it, that we're finally kind of getting our act together. It doesn't happen overnight, but we're finally getting there. Plus, you have a lot of options nowadays. You've got electric vehicles. You've got people who can drive more efficient vehicles.
Yeah.
And I think all those factors combined kind of make for that.
We're using less. Yeah, we're being smarter about it. Okay. So if that's the case, I remember when the prices went up wildly in the last year or two, prices of food went up wildly, and we were all told, well, it's because the cost of transportation to get the food around is so high. All right, so then if that's the case, why are food prices going up while the gas prices are going down?
I think it's a supply and demand issue. I think the drought in the Midwest was a factor in food prices, and that affects the wheat and the corn, and then it also affects the feed that goes into the cows. So I think it's a kind of a one-time, if you will, drought situation that's affecting those prices more than it is the transportation costs.
Mm-hmm. The weather in general is getting a lot of attention this week because the people in the military say that changing climate could impact any future wars. It's a, national security defined in lots of different ways are prices that we pay for food or anything that jiggles the economy around. Causes ripples that affect what we owe. This is a very, very, it's not simple, Clark, is it? This, the economic, the tie of all of these things together is pretty complicated. Most people don't even think about how complicated it actually is.
Right. In the past, whenever you've had any bad news out of the Middle East, you've seen a spike in oil.
Right. Yeah.
And I think they're over there thinking, how can we get our mojo back? How can we get our control back, our power back over the United States? And I think one of the things they may be doing is saying, hey, let's push this price down so it will halt production in the United States. Because at a certain dollar price, if you've got, let's say you've got, 1,000 wells that you're drilling across the country, your XYZ company,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden the price goes from 100 to 80,
yeah.
you're going to cap those wells
mm-hmm.
and wait for that price to go back up.
Right.
And I think that's kind of their strategy.
What, is that the Saudis? Is the Saudis, is
yeah.
that the Saudis doing it? Yeah, they're our friends
yeah.
too, aren't they? The
yeah.
Saudis are our pals.
Yeah.
Thanks to
exactly.
Rumsfeld and Cheney. And now that they're out of the picture, maybe that's one of the reasons things are changing somewhat here. All right, interesting overview. Clark Hodges from Hodges Capital in Dallas. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 21 after.
What
good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Jennifer.
Pretend
you love me, Michael.
It'll be hard.
Pretend that you love me, Kenny.
You got it.
Jerk.
Sorry, he's got to be a jerk in the crowd. All right, it's 24 at the hour. Time for our one-hit wonder contest. This is Love Fool, written and recorded by this Swedish heavy metal rock band. What's the name? Call us at 888-302-3684 if you know the name of this group. Prize
movie, wasn't it?
For your effort will be a CD full of one-hit wonders. This was in a movie?
I think it was. I feel like it was in the remake of, was it Romeo?
Romeo and Juliet. Romeo plus yeah? Juliet. That's very good. Yeah.
Gosh, I still have a little memory left.
Wow. Who are the stars of Romeo plus Juliet?
I think it was DiCaprio, wasn't it, Leonardo?
Yeah, and?
I have no idea. Oh, Claire Danes.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I love when I can remember.
I love it when you get it right. Okay, 888-302-3684. Song Love Fool was on the top of the American pop music charts during this week in 1996. So 96. So this is 18 years. Same year that Lourdes was born. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that right?
Gosh, Lourdes. It was you know how embarrassing this is?
Wow.
I was out of high school for a year.
Really?
I graduated in 1996.
This was half a life ago for you.
Oh.
Gabunga. All right, so call us now at 888-302. Doug, tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group. The members were Nina Persson, Peter Swenson. They co-wrote the song. Nina was
Persson and Swenson, as they're known.
The lead vocal, and Nina is who you're listening to. This was from their album, First Band on the Moon. Sales achieved platinum status in 3 weeks. After not being able to produce another hit, the band members went their separate ways in 98. Got back together between 2002 and 2006. Finally, this band did, if you'll pardon the pun, in 2006. But then they got back together again in 2012. All right, so who is this? 888, you want to just stop? Is it that short? I thought it was like a 3 minute and something song. Almost 4 minutes long, no? Michael, how long is this song? 888-302-3684. All right. What are you laughing at?
Start it over again.
All right. So let's see here. Michael, you're going to tell me who the rest of these people are? All right, let's see here. Wow, look at all these people from Florida. Diana's in Lake City, the Jet. Hi, Diana.
Hi, good morning.
Morning to you, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Well, I hope you're doing well as well. You do good things, but you're feeling well. Is that it?
That's correct.
All right.
Yes.
You teach English, by the way? I don't want to get in your face.
No, I don't.
What do you do?
I'm a nurse.
Are you? Good. You worried about Ebola?
It's a concern, but I'm not overly worried about it.
No. All right. Well, listen, it happens from time to time. These things happen. You got to be prepared for them. All right. Who do you think it is that sang Love Fool?
I think it's No Doubt.
No Doubt. How are they related to this era? What were they doing? What was their song?
Don't Speak.
Don't Speak?
That was their first probably around this time, yeah.
All right, so right. Diana, you didn't make the cut. It was not No Doubt.
It was a good guess, though.
It was.
Solid effort.
So now we had all these people. Because I had a conversation with Diana, others gave up. All right, Bill, what do you think the name of the group is?
The Cardigans.
The Cardigans is correct. The Cardigans. What do you remember about your life during this time in 1996?
It was around the time my one kid was born.
And happy birthday.
I heard it on the radio, and we were putting them in the car.
All right, so you got the prize. Hold on, sir. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many dogs and cats with joint problems like arthritis, bursitis, hip dysplasia, and other problems, there are many of them. In fact, 1 out of 5 dogs show symptoms of arthritis by the time they reach middle age. It's heartbreaking to see your pet once full of life and energy slow down and simply prefer just to hang around. Dogs and cats with joint pain endure in silence for too often. You must learn to identify the clue that your pet is not feeling well and be proactive. Consult your veterinarian. Does your pet need supplements? Check closely your pet's weight. Keep those nails trimmed. Keep your pets physically active. And when your pet is in excessive and continued pain, painkillers may be given, prescribed by your veterinarian only. You know, dogs and cats do suffer with arthritis, and it's important to look at your pets when they're feeling good, because this way you can tell when they're not feeling good and take action. Dogs and cats can be silent sufferers. Sometimes when they're not feeling good, they just wander off and suffer on their own. So it's up to you, as a good pet guardian, to be watchful and notice any changes in your pet's behavior and take action immediately. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you concerned about the effect bug-repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside, effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
Tonight on NBC, Tuesday Comedy is back.
Last season, About a Boy was the number one Tuesday comedy.
Yep.
I love Minnie Driver, and I think that David Walton is very cute.
Yeah, and then this season, NBC has added a new show from the producers of Happy Endings. It's called Marry Me.
Oh, right, with Casey Wilson and Ken Marino, someone else who's also very attractive.
Yeah, the critics are going nuts for this show. Entertainment Weekly is calling Marry Me this season's most buzzed about new comedy.
I can't wait for Man Candy Tuesday.
It's really more about the comedy.
Whatever.
The premiere of Marry Me, followed by the season premiere of About a Boy, tonight on NBC.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Supplemental information about what's going on in the world today, courtesy of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie feeling a little under the weather today, so Jennifer has chopped to it, and Kenny has chopped to it, and so now it's time for us to chop to China, because there's big news in China today. Big news connect the Chinese and the Americans.
You like Chinese?
Love this. Some people are confused. The Koreans and the Chinese, all those Asians look the same. There's a lot of that. You know that.
I don't think they can say that.
Kim Jong-un is not Chinese. He's North Korean, folks. And by the way, he made his first appearance yesterday in 40 days. Whoop-de-doo. Meanwhile, the big news from China today is that Universal, yes, the theme park people, the movie people, they own NBC or Comcast owns them. I don't know who owns what now, but Universal is going to open a theme park in Beijing. You know what big news that is? They're going to spend $3.3 billion to build a theme park in Beijing, capitalizing on China's rising middle class and growing demand for all things American, for all things related to movies, for all things animated. China has been a major booster of movies, like Transformer movies and that kind of stuff. You know, the things that look like they were made in China? Oy. And so, let's see, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is important to Chinese, for whatever the reason. The middle class, however, to dig around into the demographics of this, the middle class now buying a lot of American cars. So, You know, we
complain. They have a top economy now.
They have a big economy. It's not a deeply rooted economy, but there's a lot of cash there. So they can buy things on time.
And
the
they're
banks,
label snobs in China.
They're who's your what?
They're label snobs.
Yes, they are.
The top of the line stuff.
Yep,
there.
They do. That's why Buicks have done as well as they have. More Buicks are sold in China than here. You knew that, right? Biggest sales of Buicks anywhere in the world is in China.
And that's why wine prices have gone up so much.
Really?
Because they only will drink those French wines, the ones that you know, the ones that are very famous, and they
Gallo?
Want those labels. Yeah, no. It's always good to aim high.
Right, right. Do they like sangria in China?
Yeah, they love sangria.
Right, mm-hmm. Sangria? Or is it, what's the name of that country that Jack went to? Sangala.
Oh, Sangala.
Right. Sangria is next to Sangala.
I'd like to sip sangria in right. Sangala,
and by the way,
actually.
There's no problem with Ebola in either of those two countries.
Yeah.
So, the Chinese market, anyway, as far as entertainment is concerned, there are a lot of people around the world that, who does theme parks like we do? Americans have that old action corner, don't they? Under the
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, who else builds it? The Russians build theme parks? Not unless they're gulags. So,
yeah, their theme parks end in death and destruction. You go down that slide right into Putin's lair.
So they've already found 1,000 acres of land. They're going to put in all kinds of parks and rides and things, the entertainment zone in China. There is one in Japan somewhere, Kenny, I think, isn't there? Universal Park? I think they've got one going on.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think there's one other one over there somewhere.
All right, by the way, Jennifer reporting on television news later on in this half hour. Okay, so we got that taken care of. By the way, Simon Cowell is in the television news today, for those of you who are wondering. How many of you are concerned about rats?
Rats.
Rats. It's safe to say most people don't like them. Right, Jennifer, you like rats or not?
Do not like rats.
No. Kenny, you like rats?
Not even a little, no.
Okay. So, researchers have been examining rats in New York. Find out if New York rats...
Wait, which kind? The animal rats or the kind that tell on the mom? Which one?
I think these are...
There's two different kinds.
I'm believing from this research...
Staten Island rats or Manhattan rats?
I'm betting that this is about the four-legged kind, Jennifer.
Okay.
That would be off the top of my head.
I've seen a few.
That's true.
Four-legged.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the research being done on New York rats suggests that they are loaded with dirty pathogens.
Oh,
they cause foodborne illnesses. And some people are wondering about, as you can imagine, Ebola, because the dog had Ebola, right? So could rats be used
Send it is not often that I actually Ebola. Do a hashtag who cares to you.
Oh!
But I'm going to give you a hashtag who cares. What person on the planet thinks that Manhattan rats are clean? Like, who commissioned this study? What genius commissioned this study? Does anybody think, oh, that cute little rat in Manhattan, I'm going to snuggle with him?
All right, this
no,
study
when you
was,
see a Manhattan rat, you run.
They were, this was started by Carl Zimmer, who is a New York Times science writer, and he apparently became fascinated with New York City rats.
Oh, so he's a psychic.
What he wanted to do is figure out what the relationship was between rats and people.
Right.
Rats and health officials.
This guy has no wife or girlfriend.
Rats and antibodies.
This guy's... You know what? Next time there's a murdering spree in Manhattan, go to the rat scientist's house, because I'm pretty sure it's him.
Uh-huh. Rats. All right, you have a problem with a rat. call Jennifer. 888-302.
Let's study about Manhattanites and rats.
I'll take Manhattan.
Is there one person in Manhattan who likes the rats? I don't know this guy.
All right, let's talk about the weather, shall we? We're going to start doing weather reports next week. So the people around the country, we're going to specialize every hour. We'll have a weather report. Take a city
Ken
or a town.
And I need to know if there's a chance of a cloud in our area.
Yes. No chances today, I don't think. We have clouds here in Massachusetts. The weather, if you're a fog lover, lots of it on the East Coast. Michael, you got fog in Washington today?
No.
No? Thanks for going along with a bit, Michael. I appreciate it. Very nice.
You got any rats?
There's plenty of rats.
Because those Washington rats are just as bad.
The Washington rats are worse than the New York rats. Please.
Smell worse.
Yeah. The situation, there's a little bit of a doodah here going on when it comes to the weather. And for some reason or other, this has become a thing I'm looking at some of these. I don't want to talk about these guys that... excuse me.
That should make for a good segment.
I just am passing over some stuff that I've argued with myself about whether I ought to talk about what it is that makes ISIS as terrifying as they are.
Well, they're cutting people's heads off.
That's about
right. That's what it is.
Yeah, and they also are, they're massacring people.
Even their own people, they massacre.
Oh, yeah. The sheer brutality is...
And the thing that scares me most is that anybody who acts in the name of God, it has no limits. They just there's nothing that you could do.
People who fall for that stuff, good God.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the worst part of it all, I think.
All right. So Chuck Hagel described climate change as a national security threat. U.S. military is battling various problems around the world. And because the soldiers have to be trained in how to live and or work in these environments. I remember talking to some of the soldiers when I was in Iraq about how they were able to, for 6-8 months at a time, put up with the heat. Oh, my God. And I don't think, it's any better in Afghanistan. The extremes are colossal. Afghanistan has unbelievably cold, bad winters, and they're starting about now. And anybody that's been over there, I have a fellow who's working for me on the farm who had 3 tours in Afghanistan. Great kid. I like him a lot. And he just laughs at some of the things that we have to confront here that we think are problems. any of you who have been to that theater of war or have family members or friends who have been over there, they'll tell you the same thing. Unbelievable. Anyway, there's a new report issued by the Pentagon maps out 4 areas of climate change deemed to be the most threatening to our military: rising global temperatures, changing precipitation patterns, more extreme weather, and rising sea levels. Matter of fact, there apparently is, when it comes to rising sea levels, what did I see? I'm in the back of my mind, there are some photos that I saw about rising sea levels. Anyway, hold on just a second. Let me see if I can... This is really pretty good. That's why I like... Yeah, here we go. The sea, in comparison to where it was 6,000 years ago, there is apparently enough information that we can look back. We generally, the family of man, look back over the past century and see how the sea levels have gone up. And that amount is higher or more than what has happened in the past 6,000 years. So 6,000 years to the last 100 years. From the 6,000-year mark to 18, let's say, for argument's sake, 1900. So 6,000 years before that, there was a slight rise. Apparently, they've been able to figure that out because they can drill those core samples. You know how that works? You ever see them do that? They can drill down, through the surface of the Earth like 5,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And they can see the various layers that have been added since the dinosaur era, let's say. All right? And then, you look at the various lines. If you've ever been to Lake Mead, gone across the dam, have you ever gone across the dam?
No, not at Lake Mead.
It's amazing. You can look at the side because the water level has gone down there and see the various levels and how the water has etched out marks every foot or so up and down on the side of the, when you go over the dam, the Hoover Dam I'm talking about, you can see how the water has impacted the rock structure, superstructure. And you just take that and you can look anywhere around the world and you come up with these things. So is this something to worry about? I don't know what you're going to do about it. But what I find interesting here is that for political reasons, this is Doug Steffen, this is how I read it. You can read it differently if you want to. 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer, Ken, or Doug at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. You can read this differently if you want to. I see nothing, I smell nothing but politics out of this. Hagel is drinking the Kool-Aid. And so we need, because everybody, it seems now, in the mantra in this administration is climate change, climate change, climate change, climate change. Climate change. Okay,
which
we got
is on the list. I feel like, and I'm sure you agree, Dougie, that it should be much further down because I think it's more about personal responsibility than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, there's no
question. Climate change is cyclical. I mean, it really is. It's a cyclical pattern.
And then we're talking about, when we say cycles, we're talking about millions and millions of years. We're not talking about 100 years or 1,000 years. We're talking about millions of years. The patterns continue. There will be another ice age. It'll wipe out all of the what we now know as North America, South America, the continents will change. The Earth continues to evolve. And that's what's going to happen. So when you look out today and see the beautiful fall colors, beautiful sunrise, maybe a little mist here and there, think ahead maybe 100,000 years, maybe a million years, because nothing that you are looking at right now will be in existence in that much time. Will it come faster or slower? Who knows? These people will tell you it's around the corner, and who knows? Maybe it is around the corner in terms of the history of the planet, which is almost 5 billion years old. What's around the corner is, 100,000 years from now, 200,000 years from now. And so these people, but they'll take any political advantage. Okay, so it's going to hurt our soldiers in the theater of war. They're all over wherever the theater of war may be. I think that was so gratuitous. That's why I brought it up. It just seemed, on Hegel's part, so gratuitous that they're spending money on this stuff. Why would the Pentagon spend your tax dollars to study what we know is inevitable? It is inevitable that things are not going to be the same as they are now. That's it. Get with the program. Duh. It's 12 before the hour. Good day.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop.
Fill your fridge and school lunchboxes with big savings on family favorites, like 2 pounds of Oscar Mayer deli-shaped smoked ham for just $5.98, or 72 slices of Kraft American Singles for $8.98, and pick up a 40-pack of Capri Sun for $6.98, only 17 cents a pouch. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
About 53 after the hour, time for our expanded television report with reporter Jennifer Horn.
Well, thank you, Doug Steffen.
Okay, so.
Oh, gosh, I could never be a real reporter. All right, so, hey, good news.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm not ready for you to start yet.
Okay.
I have a poll which suggests.
Are you coming on to me?
That television viewers prefer sets, television sets, over the web. Online TV viewing is getting more popular, but it hasn't replaced the boob tube. Research from Nielsen suggests that 94% of adults who subscribe to cable or satellite TV services prefer to watch television on traditional big TV sets. Of those who sought out video content online, 87% watch television programs directly from TV network websites. 82% of those who watched video content online reported that they went online to find a specific TV program they had missed. I've done that a couple of times, not a lot. Do you find that to be your pattern, Kenny?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think so. I probably search for stuff that's already been on more often than I watch anything live.
Yeah. All right, Jen, what about you?
I think I watch, I mean, I definitely still use my TV, and I watch everything on demand or on my DVR. It's very rare that I watch live TV because I have a weird schedule, so I can't watch it when it's really going on.
Yeah, right, and I'm going to learn how to do that, too, if it's the last
do.
And it's the last thing I do.
All right. Jennifer reports in a moment on the daily sort of comings and goings of the networks and stars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Coming right up here on Good Day.
Tonight on NBC, Tuesday Comedy is back.
Last season, About a Boy was the number one Tuesday comedy.
Yep.
I love Minnie Driver, mm-hmm. and I think that David Walton is very cute.
Yeah, and then this season, NBC has added a new show from the producers of Happy Endings. It's called Marry Me.
Oh, right, with Casey Wilson and Ken Marino. Uh-huh. Someone else is also very attractive.
Yeah, the critics are going nuts for this show. Entertainment Weekly is calling Marry Me this season's most buzzed about new comedy.
I can't wait for Man Candy Tuesday.
It's really more about the comedy.
Whatever.
The premiere of Marry Me, followed by the season premiere of About a Boy, tonight on NBC.
This weekend at Guitar Center, it's our biggest guitar, amp, and effects sale of the year. More than 300,000 instruments will be marked down below our everyday unbeatable prices. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save at least 15% on select guitars, basses, and amps $299 and up. Get deals like $300 off an American-made Gibson Les Paul. Take over 40% off on Fender All-Tube Vaporizer Combo Amp. And save up to 60% on Charvel electric guitars. Don't miss Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center. This weekend through November 2nd, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium,
our locker room,
our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap, and our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
I'm sorry. I have to share this with you for just a second. Neil Young has a new book out. It's a memoir of his life and his cars. He's signing autographs. You pay $32 for the book, and you get a Neil Young wristband.
Ooh! Sign me up for a wristband.
Anyway, all right, Jen, what's happening?
Holy moly.
Let's go.
Oh, lots of stuff. Good news if you are a fan of the new TV show Gotham, which I am, Dougie. You've got to check this one out. I've been watching it. I really like it. Fox has ordered 6 more episodes of Gotham, which brings the drama's order to 22 episodes, which is a full season. So that's good news if you're a fan. You can actually commit to Gotham because it will be around for the season at least.
Yeah.
Also, 2 other shows getting pickups for the season. ABC picked up How to Get Away with Murder. Mm-hmm. Also a good show. The jury's kind of out for me, but I'm intrigued. And then Blackish, which is a comedy with Anthony Anderson mm-hmm. and Lawrence Fishburne. So if you're a fan of those 2 shows, also safe to commit to. Twin Peaks fans, I don't know if you talked about this, Dougie, but Twin Peaks was a monster hit like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like top cult series of all time. Well, now Showtime is bringing it back for a limited series. The creators David Lynch and Mark Frost are going to do a 9-episode series that'll go into production next year and premiere in 2016 to mark the 25th anniversary of when the series finished its run on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a friend to this show and a friend to you, Dougie, is Greg Grunberg, right?
Right.
Like him, he was in Felicity. And in Felicity,
Heroes.
He starred... I'm sorry?
Heroes.
Yeah, Heroes. But in Felicity...
Alias. Yeah.
Yes, but in Felicity, he starred with a guy named Scott Foley. They've kept their friendship going. And now they're coming out with a brand new TV show together. They're reteaming for this project that's backed by Shonda Rhimes, which means it's going to be magic because Shonda Rhimes does Scandal. She does Grey's
right.
Anatomy, How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah.
It's going to be a comedy. It should be really funny. I'm excited about it.
He said he wanted to do a comedy. All right, Walking Dead season opener, 17 million
Huge.
Plus viewers. Good
How would
God.
You like that?
People watch that stuff. My God.
Hey, it's
59 past the hour. Good job, Jen.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.